Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program about environmental events and issues in Arizona. We talked to Mario Salomon and Steve Delgado of Metropia, a startup company that has developed a predictive traffic management system.
Metropia is a holistic traffic solution for cities, specifically for commuters, local agencies, and major employers, and local businesses to solve traffic congestion in cities. We do that in various forms. The most important one is by changing behavior and balancing the road network for commuters. We show traffic predictive patterns to the users. We present them with the less congested route. We give that information to the user in an app form. It's a simple app that they download for free from the iTunes and the Android App Store. We keep it free for the users and the commuters, and we incentivize them for making a difference in their community. This incentive consists of points that they can exchange for gift cards, or they can make donations as well. CO2 savings by traveling in less congested routes, your less time in roads. By spending less time, you save CO2 savings and help the air quality in cities. We keep track of those CO2 savings, and every 100 pounds of CO2 that a user saves, we have a program within Metropia in which we plant a tree. So for example, for Tucson, we've planted about 85 trees now over the past successful month of March. We develop ecosystems in cities in which we involve the major traffic stakeholders. In Tucson, we're very happy to be working with Pima Association of Governments. We work directly with them to help reduce traffic congestion in Tucson. The University of Arizona was extremely helpful from the beginning. That's one of the biggest reasons that we're here.
In order for cities to know how to build out for 5 years and 10 years and 20 years out, they need to gather as much data as they can about the existing traffic. Where we bring value to governments is our ability to predict traffic counts now, predict them 24 hours from now, 48 hours from now, and eventually 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, the longer that we're able to collect the data. And that's the value that it brings to the government. They've got a modeling prediction based on our technology combined with their own modeling capabilities.
By using the Metropia app, we can detect the vibrations of the car and we can detect where potholes are. By detecting those potholes, we can communicate faster to the city which potholes need to be, where are the potholes that need to be fixed, and rank them based on severity.
The unique thing about Tucson users is that I feel like they kind of get it, you know? They get that we're trying to collectively keep cars off the road. We're trying to collectively save CO2. We're trying to collectively save them time. We're trying to help our local agency not waste money by taking guesses at how traffic flows. They're gonna know how traffic flows. And the users in the Tucson area seem to get that. They get the whole notion of this collective effort.
This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Thank you for listening.